Good morning, and welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about reflecting back on the year of 2016. So we're just a day away from 2017 by the time this podcast goes out.
We've been talking for the past 2 months about how quickly this year has gone by.
Yeah.
We talked about we blamed it on the election and the campaigns and all that stuff, but 2016 flew by.
It flew by.
I mean, I'm just getting used to writing 2016 on my reports. I'm not going to change. You know, it really is. I mean, it just has flown. And it's not just everybody say. Typically, you know, we say the older you get, the faster they go.
Mm-hmm.
The years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Talking about years.
I thought you meant memory.
No. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's going too. No. But this year, everybody's saying it. Even young kids are saying, this year went by so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. But getting used to writing the new year. So the thing that we always know will happen is that that January is riddled with everybody saying, writing down that it's January 2016.
Right. And this is going to be more difficult this year because it was so fast.
Yeah.
It went by so fast.
So, but here we are, just a day away from the
standing
the new year.
At the precipice.
And this past week on the morning show, mm-hmm. we talked about different kinds of different New Year's resolutions that folks make, and we talked about how we try to use those New Year's resolutions and to make changes in our life and to make improvements. And so we kind of talked about all
right,
of that.
To get rid of some of the
negative behaviors,
bad things, negative
things we want to stop,
unhealthy,
right.
Dysfunctional things, and starting behaviors that are positive,
right.
Healthier,
right.
More productive.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so today, for today's show, what we're going to focus on, what we're going to talk about is as we look back and sort of a process that we usually get our patients to do and people that we're working with therapeutically, things that we can do to reflect back at 2016 so that we can make plans for 2017 and make it the best year that we can make it.
That's right. How do you, we're not very good at this. I mean, we're not very good at it because most people make resolutions that they break. There are jokes
right.
made about this. You have all this commitment and all this motivation, but we don't carry through.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's a reason why we don't. So what we want to talk about is how can we do it better?
Mm-hmm.
How can we set the stage
right.
so that we're more likely to keep our resolutions in 2017.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's going to be what we're going to try to focus on today.
Okay.
So the way that we often encourage folks to do that is to begin as we often do, which is just sitting down with a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, you sit down with a piece of paper, maybe with your significant other, family member, somebody who knows you well,
mm-hmm.
but you can do this all on your own if you so choose.
Right.
But sit down with a piece of paper and create two columns.
Mm-hmm.
On the right hand side column, you want to have your successes for the year,
right.
things
yeah,
that
what,
you accomplished.
As you look back at 2016,
right.
what things can you put on this list that you're proud of,
mm-hmm.
that you feel good about, that were positive, that
right.
were constructive, that were helpful?
Right.
You know, make that list.
Right.
Not in your head.
Right.
Put it on a piece of paper. Right.
And sometimes it helps to go to use a calendar and,
yeah.
and you know,
yeah.
either the calendar in your phone or calendar if
mm-hmm.
you know if you're the paper person, you know,
yeah.
looking at the physical
mm-hmm.
calendar and go through month by month and see what you did at different times of the month. Different times throughout the year, each month that is going to you know, give you those reminders of the successes
right.
that you've had.
And the calendar is a good idea because if you go back, you can go back to birthdays.
Right.
You can go back to holidays.
Right.
You can go back to vacations.
Right.
Okay. And look at each one of those and try to figure out what made it successful. So,
right.
so if you had a really good 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
why did you have a really good,
right.
was it because of the food you ate, the people
right.
you were with, the places you were? What was it that made that a positive experience?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad that you mentioned some of those examples because when we're talking about successes, it doesn't have to be, a success can be anything that you define a success to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's right.
If you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, that's mm-hmm. a success.
Right.
If you had a if you got a job promotion, that's a wonderful success. Mm-hmm. If you started a new job or a new business, or you mm-hmm. started a new relationship, if you had a child, maybe seen as a success. So whatever the case may be, whatever you define to be a success, that counts.
That's right. And some things are good in and of themselves.
Right.
If you launched a business,
right.
that's a good thing. I mean, that's an accomplishment. Okay.
Yeah, even
whether it's successful or not, it's an accomplishment.
And even though it brings stress and brings right. other challenges,
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a success.
You're gonna work long hours,
right?
Especially in the beginning, but that is in and of itself a success,
you know? Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So begin with that list, and like you said, then go through each of those items, each of those events or successes,
right.
and reflect back on what made it a success.
That's right.
So if you go through each piece, each event,
right.
and you say this was a success, this was a success, and here's why,
right.
what you might start to see are some growing patterns.
That's right. There's some trends. There's mm-hmm. a little trend line in all of this that you're going to figure out what made this a success.
Right.
Okay. And it might, we don't know what it is. You don't know what it is until you've done the exercise.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
but make yourself do that.
Right.
Hold yourself to that you not only list your successes, but why do you define it as a success? What did
right.
you do? What did you do here that made this a success? Thanksgiving dinner. Was it because of the food? Was it because the people?
Right.
Was it because of the where you had it?
Right.
How you planned? What was it about Thanksgiving dinner that made it successful?
I think you hit on a really important one that I was going to mention, and that is just saying that it was a success
right.
because everything went off flawlessly. That's okay. But why was it flawless?
Right.
It may be because of all the stuff you did ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may say, well, Thanksgiving was a big success because I started planning on right. November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 2 or 3 weeks getting everything prepared and set and arranged. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing last minute.
Right.
That's an important observation to make.
Right.
That's an important
mm-hmm.
piece to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because then if we know that, you know, these things are much more successful and much more pleasurable for you
right.
when you have that opportunity to plan ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take that and apply that to things in 2017
right.
to make all of those events more
so
successful.
So in other words, for me, I have to plan.
Right.
Okay. That's what you need to learn. That's what we want to learn in this first column.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's where it was, who was there, how long it lasted,
right.
And the amount of planning that went
mm-hmm.
into it, or just the very nature of doing
right.
it, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, if you had a chance to go to Disney,
mm-hmm.
sometimes just going to Disney
right.
Is a fun thing to do.
That's right.
So that's okay too, but list those successes and list why they're successes.
Right. That's right. Go back through the calendar. Work backwards from December, or start at January and work up to
right.
December.
Right.
But make a long list. It'd be a fun activity to do with your kids too,
right.
to see where the lines of overlap are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it as a family.
Right.
That'd be kind of fun because
yeah.
maybe what was a success for you
right.
might not be a success for them, and that would be important to know as well.
So, absolutely. So yep. Now that was the right column.
Right.
The left column. Are the shortfalls,
the
we don't want to say failures, the disappointments,
yeah, they're not failures.
The things
they're
that did not work out the way that you wanted them to work out.
Things that didn't work out as well as we had hoped.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They're not failures. They just things that didn't go as well as we hoped.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what you might find is that there are a lot of comparisons between the ones that will go in the left
mm-hmm.
column and those that go in the right column. So
right.
Thanksgiving may have been a huge success,
mm-hmm.
but Christmas may not have been as pleasurable.
Right.
What was the difference?
Right.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
when you write your shortcomings list or your disappointments or the,
mm-hmm.
the things that didn't work out the way that you wanted them to, when you do that left-hand column list, do the same thing. Why was it a failure? I would keep wanting to use the word failure, but why did it not work out the way that you wanted it to?
Right.
What happened? What was, who was there? Where was it? All those same kinds of observations.
That's right. If it turned into a fiasco, you know, like let's say you had planned this whole 4th of July thing and you were going to have boats and fishing and, you know, going to do all this stuff and a picnic and all that, and it turned into a disaster. Why did it turn into a disaster? You know, was it because there were too many people, the wrong people, too much alcohol? Maybe some people drank too much or something.
Because it rained?
Right. It could be the weather.
So that it may have nothing to do with anything that you did.
That's right.
But it may have something to do with, you know, extrinsic forces.
Yeah. And if it was the weather, then don't say I'm never going to do that again. You may want to do the whole thing again.
Right.
And if it didn't rain or if you didn't have a storm, it may have gone perfectly fine.
Right.
So
you want to be as specific in your left-hand column as you were in your right-hand column.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So now what we do, what we have is by the end of this exercise, we have a list of things that went well.
Right.
And why. And we have a list of things that didn't go well and why.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of information.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to self-reflection, I mean, you rarely get any better than that.
You're looking at a whole year.
Yeah.
And you're looking at successes and failures. And it's not stuff that's just popping into your head.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's what we're guilty of. You know, we'll sit in a chair and we'll think, oh, man, I'm never going to do that again.
Right.
Let's say I've had a shortcoming at work. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's some things that I want to change it with. So I've had a couple of shortcomings. So they pop into my head. That's one way to do it, but it's not a very good way to do it. You need to have this kind of methodical, systematic reflection. You know, we always talk about our Jewish friends. They do this every week, from Friday to Saturday, where they sit and they reflect on the week. So we're looking at a whole year now.
Right.
We're looking back and looking at a whole year. So take your time, do it in a tranquil, peaceful way, and make sure it's a comprehensive look,
right?
And make sure it's a comprehensive list,
right? Mm-hmm. So as I said a moment ago, there's going to be times where there's balances. So there's something that really went really well, and then something similar that went not so well.
Not so well.
But you mentioned, you know, starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, using that as an example, I think it would fit with the idea that starting a business is a great thing. You may have gotten all the paperwork done. You may have, you know, you got your business plan written. You may have done all those things. But then your business failed.
Right.
You know, your business, you had to close your business within a year, which is not uncommon.
Not uncommon.
A lot of businesses have really struggled during that first year. And so say your business, you had to close the doors of your business within, you know, 6 or 12 months of starting it. What happened? You know, so on one hand, on the right-hand column, you have the success of starting a business.
Right.
On the left-hand column, you have the shortcoming of having to close the business.
Right.
Why did you have to close the business?
Right.
Because if you had an idea that was worthy of starting a business, and then you had to close that business, that idea is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you analyze it and you look at why you had to close that business, you may be able to start another one and fix those problems.
That's right. That's right. You know why you were successful.
Right.
You know why you were not successful. And now you have a blueprint. You have your own blueprint for more success the next time.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when I started, when we wrote our book back in 2012, we started a publishing company. And when we were doing that, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I got to start a business and I don't know what I'm doing. And so I went through all that and I felt overwhelmed with things. But once you learn the process,
once you've been through it once,
it's like,
oh,
okay. So I can start that business and I can get the paperwork done and I can do all those things.
Remember we kept saying, what is this county tax? What is this city tax? What is it? What is all this stuff? You know,
you learn it
a piece at a time.
Right.
You know, you learn it a piece at a time.
Right.
But once you've done it once,
that's
why people who are successful can be successful again, because they know the process and they know how to be successful. Entrepreneurs typically are successful no matter what business they're into because they know the process.
Right. And so, again, just as you were saying, that's why we go through this process with identifying those successes and why they were successes, because you can take that same blueprint and now apply it to events that are coming up in 2017.
That's right.
So as you go through this, like you said, you're doing it independently is great. Mm-hmm. Doing it with family members.
I'm going to do it with my family this year, I think. My kids are all here. And I think we're going to sit down maybe today, tomorrow, I don't know, maybe today or tomorrow, and do it as a family.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to help you process process the year, but it's also going to help you plan for the next year.
And identify, you know, because, you know, I might forget something. My kids will say, well, what about this or what about that? Or, you know, we took that vacation to so-and-so. That was really fun, Dad.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So, and they can prompt you to think about things.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do that
today
or tomorrow.
All right. So the next step in this process is you saw your successes and celebrate those. Mm-hmm. You saw your shortcomings. And so we're going to analyze those. And now we're going to see which of those shortcomings we want to take and make into resolutions or goals for the next year.
Right.
All right. So if you, kind of going back to the business thing, if you started, you had to close your business that you started, you may say, okay, but I really feel passionate about this. I want to start a new business. Right. Now you can take that shortcoming and break it down even farther so that you know what you need to do to make that business a viable possibility for the next year. Mm-hmm. We want to... when we're analyzing it, you want to take it apart and look at all the different pieces. So did it not work out because I need more education? Did it not work out because I need a partner? Did it not work out because I need a couple of connections that I just didn't have before and I just have to get those connections now? Mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, as you're going through and analyzing it, you want to look at those different pieces so that you can make sure that you have those in place the next time.
Right, right. That's right.
And don't use the fact that it was a shortcoming in 2016 as a reason not to do it in 2017. You want to use 2016 as an educational opportunity.
That's right.
This is what I learned so that 2017 has a higher likelihood of success.
2016 informs.
Okay? Right.
At the university, we have to do this every year.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do these things called annual reviews, which seem like a burden, mm-hmm. but they force us to do this very thing.
Right.
You know, what did I do well? What did I do poorly? What do I need to work on the next year?
Right.
Okay. But we're talking about your whole life here. We're talking about, you know, your personal life.
Right.
So
now, some of those shortcomings may have been related to some of the New Year's resolutions you made last year, such as exercising and diet. You know, I made it. Hey, it was a success because I made it to February.
One of the recurring failures is I didn't keep my resolutions for 2016.
Right. You know. And so, again, you want to look at it and say, why? Why couldn't I stick to this lifestyle change I was trying to make?
Right.
Or why couldn't I, why didn't I have the opportunity to spend more time with my family this year? And again, break it down and figure out how to improve it so that next year's better.
And last week, we talked about what we have to do to make increase the chances of success,
you know,
where you have to use small steps, you have to experience some success in order to stay motivated.
Right.
Okay. So all those lessons that we talked about last week apply here.
Yeah. So through this simple yet powerful exercise, you're going to really take a good analytical approach to reviewing the past year. See where your good, where the good things were, where the not so good things were, and figure out how to make 2017 better.
Right.
You know, the goal with everything is always to be moving forward, and to move forward, we need to see what our shortcomings were and find ways to improve them.
And just as a little aside, most of us. As we, you know, we did Christmas, okay? Mm-hmm. So most of us cooked some kind of meal or had some kind of meal. How many hours do you devote to a Christmas dinner? Even if you're a guest.
To eat it?
Okay.
10 minutes?
No, not to just eat it.
Oh.
It has to be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go there, okay? A couple of hours.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll spend a couple of hours watching a football game or a soccer match.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spend a couple of hours watching a movie.
Yeah.
All we're doing, all we're saying is, can you spend a couple of hours planning your life?
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't do it. We don't devote the time that it takes. We devote time to preparing a meal. We devote time wrapping presents. We just finished wrapping presents. We just, we're sort of But we don't take that kind of time
and focus
to take a long, hard look. Like you say, it's an analysis.
Okay? Right.
And if you have 2 hours for a movie, certainly you have 2 hours to plan your life.
Right.
Okay? It's not going to take 2 hours.
Right.
But if it does, that's time well spent.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Take the time that's needed to give it a good examination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't rush it. Don't marginalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're thinking about these different events from 2016, put it on paper. Don't just say, that was good because of that.
Right.
No. And then move on to the next one. Put it down on paper because there's a lot of power that comes from putting it in writing and focusing on it to get it from brain to pencil.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power that comes from that. And so
that's
how we still get kids to write. In school.
That's right.
That's a process that really puts things, ingrains things in your mind.
All right. Wouldn't it be wonderful for, and some of you are going to discover this, that you look back at your year and say, wow, the things that made me feel really good was when I did something for somebody else. We took my grandmother somewhere. We took her mother somewhere. We took care of my aunt. We went to do this. We went to do that. That's the stuff that made you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put that on the list for 2017.
Right.
Okay. Those are the things that make you feel better about yourself and you're better about your life.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So again, the idea is this, you know, closing out the year, looking back and saying to yourself and really formalizing just the evaluation of 2016 to say, I think that we should... Well, go ahead. I was going to say something different. Go ahead. You look like you have something
profound.
Critical.
No, profound.
Profound to say.
I probably forget what it is.
Yeah.
You know what people do? They look back at, and you've heard people say this already, I can't wait till 2016 is over. This has been a horrible year.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do that. That's what we don't want you to do, okay? Because it doesn't teach you anything, okay? That's what we don't want you to do, is to say, it was a horrible year, I can't wait till it's over.
I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's exactly what I was going to say. You don't want to just whitewash the whole year as either a complete success or a complete failure.
That's right. It couldn't have been a complete failure.
Right. So you don't want to whitewash it that way. You want to go through and analyze it because that's going to be how we learn.
That's right.
You know, that's going to be how you become the best you can be.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you do anything in the next year if you just wipe out the entire year? Because you haven't analyzed anything.
Right.
You say, oh, it's been horrible.
Right.
No, it hasn't been horrible. Some good things had to have happened. Mm-hmm. But you have to figure out why the good things happened and why the disappointing things happened.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So. You can't put yourself in that predicament of... Oh no! Last year was horrible. I don't even want to talk about 2016 anymore.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
No, let's talk about it. Let's make sure that whatever it is that we need to learn from it, we learn. Whatever we need to replicate, we
that's
replicate.
Right. Because if it was a good year, we want to make sure those things continue into 2017.
Right.
Okay. But we're not going to know unless we do this analysis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So.
Okay. Enjoy doing that exercise. I hope you can do it. In the next few days.
Now we're really looking forward to 2017. We have a lot of things planned. We're going to have some. We've already been putting some new workshops and stuff up on our Paydia page. So if you go there, you'll find the Parenting Your ADHD Child course that's up there already. Mm-hmm. There's a whole playlist just with those videos, and in the show notes of those videos, you'll see the links to some of the supplemental materials for that. Mm-hmm. We have another series that we are working on where we're going to talk about different personality disorders. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a whole series on personality disorders and personality in general. And so we're working on that, getting some supplemental materials and everything together for that so we can start recording and get those posted, hopefully within the next month or so. We've been saying it for a while, but things have gotten out of control as far as being so busy. But we're going to have the next part of our parenting book out and published very soon.
Right.
So we're quickly approaching that being done. So there's lots of things coming from us over the next year. and
we're gonna have a busy 2017.
A lot of those things that I just mentioned are just really within the next month or two.
Right.
But we have some things planned out from that as well, some additional books and some additional things that we're gonna be working on. So stay tuned.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure you're subscribing to our channels, whether it's this channel, the Mental Breakdown, or our other channel, the Paideia channel. On YouTube, subscribe to The Mental Breakdown on iTunes or Google Play Music, whatever the case may be. And please, you know, take a moment to write a review on iTunes. It just helps other people find us so that they can take part and be involved with our discussions and topics and conversations. Anything you want to add for the end of the year?
Nothing. I'm going to do that exercise.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking forward
I think
to
it's
it.
Been a good year.
Right.
It has been a good year. Since we've started this podcast, this is podcast 119 of the Mental
short.
Breakdown, and we were we did what 80 morning show podcast. So we are producing, trying to produce more and more because we want to, you know, our goal of course is getting more and more information out. And so for that, we got some workshops coming up and all kinds of things. So
good things happening.
Absolutely. So stay tuned and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, so for the closing of 2016, I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And we will see you next week for a wonderful start of 2017. And until then, stay happy and healthy. Forget to be afraid.